check of news you need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre 18:26, Johannesburg 16:26, Mbombela 19 op na 28 grade.
Op die paaie, groot probleme in Midrand op die N1 Suid is daar 'n ongelukstoneel net voor die bekloewisselaar waar die verkeer heeltemal ontwrig in die area en dan ook stadig op die N1 Noord tussen die bekloewisselaar en Samrandweg se afrit.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. Nizam Carr leads the Bulls against the Sharks with Willie LaRue back at 10 and New Zealand 36 for 1 as they chase down 243 against Pakistan.
Ons skop af in Noordwes. Die voormalige finanshoof van die Noordwes Ontwikkelingskorporasie, Kodakwashe Mpofu, bly agter tralies. Sy borgtog aansoek is van die hand gewys. Sy is verlede maand deur die valke in hegtenis geneem nadat hy 'n vervalste permanente verblyfspermit gebruik het om aansoek te doen vir werk. Cliff Shiko sê dis boonop nie die eerste keer dat Mpofu teen die reg te staan kom nie.
In 2024, Mpofu was charged with fraud and contravention of the Immigration Act. The 33-year-old Zimbabwean appeared in the Mabatu Magistrates Court today, where his case was postponed to 19 March. In court, the state presented evidence from the Department of Home Affairs that Mpofu's permanent residence permit was fraudulent. The state opposed his release on bail, saying Mpofu is a flight risk and might evade trial because he's in the country legally. The case has been transferred to the Specialized Commercial Crimes Court in Mabatu. Clef Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
'N Ander groot hofsaak wat uitgespeel het toe jy by die werk was, is die een. Die Landdroshof in Randburg, Johannesburg, het Darren Wilken en Tiona Moodley se borgtog aansoek van die hand gewys. Hulle word aangekla vir die besit van en handel in beeldmateriaal waar kinders seksueel mishandel word. Die hof voer aan dat hulle in aanhouding bly om openbare vertroue in die regstelsel te versterk en om te verhoed dat die vrede en veiligheidssin in Suid-Afrika en op die internasionale front ondermyn sou word indien hulle vrygelaat word. Dan na die middestad in Johannesburg, die speaker van die stadsraad, Nobuhle Mtembu, was vandag by Lillian Ngoyi straat, voorheen bekend as Breë straat in die middestad. Dis hier waar een persoon dood is en minstens 40 mense beseer is toe 'n ondergrondse metaangas ontploffing daar plaasgevind het. Die pad is ernstig beskadig en sedert 2023 is slegs 15% van die nodige herstelwerk uitgerig. Lebohang Ndashe is daar.
The City of Johannesburg Speaker Nobuhle Mtembu didn't hold back during her oversight visit and voiced dissatisfaction at the slow pace of the reconstruction of Lillian Ngoyi Street. With phase one set to be completed by August, Mtembu says it's clear this deadline will not be met.
It's going to be tough for us to go back to the residents and still say to them there's still a big hole in the middle of the road. Because residents who are residing here, all they want is this to be fixed. You can just imagine for how many years their lives have been inconvenienced.
The multi-million rand project has been made by delays. This has largely been due to a court battle between the City of Johannesburg and the first contractor. A second contractor has since been appointed for the rehabilitation project. Lebohang Dashi, Jacaranda FM News.
En ek is Marlene Forsier, meer nuus om 5.
When you hear
Hey everybody, this is Ed Sheeran.
Give me the shivers.
What's up, it's Ariana Grande.
Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.
I'll settle for the ghost of you.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
Well, good for you, you look happy and healthy.
You know it's more music you love on.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM, the station that sounds like you.
I know that this could hurt me bad. I know that this could feel like that. But I just can't stop. That my defenses drop. I know that I was born to kill any angel on my windowsill.